We are back here at the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon. We are at WGN Radio with Ronnie Sage, my buddy and the founder of Shopping.Gives. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Scott, what's up?
You had to take your hat off.
I can't wear the hat with the...
I feel like it does, but we'll have to figure... We need to figure out a way to get headphones for men with hats because that hat is... Okay, now we got it. We're good.
It?
Okay, yeah. Because I felt weird talking to you without the hat.
I'll rock it.
He rocks sweet hats, and I was feeling a little awkward. Like, I turned around and wasn't the same guest. Ronnie, welcome to the show. It's been almost a year since we featured Shopping.Gives on stage, which ironically, as I mentioned in the first half of the the first segment, Ash Kumra was on that one as well. So... Without further ado, why don't we first get into what exactly Shopping.Gives is?
Sure. So we turn everyday shopping into fundraising for organizations, individuals, communities. We facilitate the relationship between these organizations and 750-plus retailers who provide back up to 40% of every purchase. So a lot of organizations, and we've heard this, and I know it's like you're the Uber of whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll give you it. A lot of organizations say we're like a GoFundMe meets Amazon Smile.
Okay.
So we give these organizations the ability to fundraise. They come on, they create a campaign, sign up, invite their members, their team members, their constituents, whoever it may be. We give them a dashboard, other marketing materials, and then we give them the ability to accept direct donations as well for crowdfunding aspect.
Yep.
And then anytime they promote it out, they share it with their friends and family, any user, you, me, whoever, and everybody on the street walking by, like you mentioned, could go on, use our coupons when they're checking out, click on Target, Walmart, Best Buy, whoever. And when they click, it tells you exactly how much is going to go back every time you shop.
See, this is the thing that attracted me to Shopping.Gives from the get-go is when I walk down the streets of Glen Ellyn, which is where I live, there's kids selling whatever, popcorn, stuff I don't have any use for.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like it's just that's the situation. And if you're an athlete, like growing up, it was like, oh, go sell this wallpaper or whatever, shop, what is it, present wrapper?
Stuff that really people don't need necessarily.
I can't even remember the name of the stuff, so you can get a general idea how useless it is. And what you ended up doing is coming up with a way for me to still raise money for causes I care about and to contribute money,
absolutely,
but like not buy useless stuff that I throw in the trash.
Yeah, the premise is you're being asked, and there's obviously a very clear conscious change in consumer behavior, and
sure,
what we're seeing is with crowdfunding boom, and everyone's asking for money.
Yes,
and we
literally.
That's a serious thing. Like, it's crazy, right? There's another crowdfunding site everywhere. Where we're really separating ourselves is it's a passive ask. So especially during our 5 days of giving, which started yesterday and is going.
Yeah, tell me, before we get back into the company itself, tell me about the 5 days of giving.
Sure. So this idea really stemmed from Giving Tuesday. It's massive. This coming Tuesday after Cyber Monday is really a day focused on organizations fundraising. And with Giving Tuesday, we looked at it and said, okay, everyone's going to be asking for money on this day specifically, but there's so much more everyone could be doing leading up into that and after. So we looked at it and said, okay, we have all these retailers who are willing to give back. Instead of saying, give us more money, have your constituents or your family, your friends donate, saying you're already shopping on Black Friday, you're already shopping over the weekend, you're already shopping on Cyber Monday. Instead of just going directly to the website or going directly into the store, come to our portal first and click on our coupon. You're never going to pay more when you're going through an organization. It's always the same price or cheaper because we have coupon codes, free shipping deals, all the Black Friday deals.
These groups they want to donate too. I mean, you talk about like Target and Walmart, like they want to do their donation. They're going to do it on Tuesday. You can lose the hat. It's all
losing
good.
The hat.
It's all good.
It's fallen. DJ.
If you could see, if you want to go and watch on air, it's wgnradio.com/on air, and you could actually watch this goofball that is going on here as the hat's walking and falling off his head. No, but the companies like Target want to give back.
Absolutely.
And so they're not, this isn't a situation where they're like, oh, they're going to hike the price up and you're going to pay 10 or 15% more and they're going to donate it to somewhere. This is like, you're going to buy the stuff anyway.
Yes.
Might as well go through our portal so that at least a portion of the money goes to a cause.
Yep. So we actually have retailers who are giving back 10 times more than any other time of the year. So Topman normally gives back 1%. They're giving back 10% during our 5 days of giving. Dell, normally 5%, giving 10%. Snapfish is normally 10%, giving 15%. We have all the Wolverine Worldwide brands, Sperry, Keds, all those brands giving back, you know. We have all these different retailers who are really Nordstrom 16% back right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That moves
the
needle.
And you can still return it even if you wore it.
Right. So, you know, it's moving the needle for these organizations. And from your standpoint, we're giving you the ability to not take more out of your pocket, still do the same shopping you're already going to do. Just go to Shopping Gives. We're giving you guys the organizations. You know, you focused really on the high schools, and that's really, it's interesting kind of our progression of where we started to where we've ended, or not ended, but where we are today. You know, when we launched, we had a really large focus on education, and we have seen success in the, you know, the PTAs, the PTOs. Well,
that's just, I mean, I know you guys have moved on from there. That's just a space that for me made sense right off the bat, only because that was where this situation touched me.
Yep.
But now, I mean, you, like you said, the giving back and the whole initiative has grown to where it's its own day. So, I mean, clearly there's a lot of opportunity.
Absolutely. So we have anybody from Anti-Cruelty Society is fundraising with us, YWCA Metropolitan Chicago, Recommit Kids is a national organization for education, Holiday Heroes, huge organization here in Chicago working with kids, you know, who are in horrible situations in hospitals and making their holidays a little bit brighter. So we're enabling them with wish lists. If you go to, you know, Shopping Gives, you'll be able to find their wish list. So not only are you buying the gifts for them, but every time you buy a gift for them, it's also donating to them.
Sure, absolutely. So walk me through the actual experience. So like I'm going to shop. So I'm going to go, I don't actually shop at Target, but.
Where do you shop?
Amazon.
Perfect. We have Amazon gift cards, 2%
right,
back.
Here we go. So Amazon, I'm about to go on Amazon and do some shopping. What do I do first? And how does this, like, walk me through how this whole thing
Love
goes.
Love it. So you're going to go to shopping.gives. We call ourselves Shopping Gives because shopping and giving should always go together.
Of course.
Right. So it's Shopping Gives. Shoppinggives.com or shopping.gives, either one will take you to the same
place. Picked up shoppinggives.com.
Huh? Always had it.
Oh, did, what?
We'll go into that a little bit. Okay. Let me tell you the story there. It's a good lesson.
Let's hear it.
All right. We're going to finish this though.
Yes.
Fantastic. So you go to shopping.gives. You find we have a whole bunch of featured organizations. You could pick them. We picked out some of the large national ones on the homepage. Choose one of them. If you know what you want to go to, if you know where you're shopping, looking to shop at, just search it in the bar.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Perfect. Search Dick's Sporting Goods. You could buy a gift card from Gift Card Mall and go right into the store and get 2% back for Dick's Sporting Goods.
Done.
Perfect. Amazon. Search Amazon gift cards. You'll find Amazon gift cards on one of our gift card partners. 2% back. Every time you buy a gift card, 2% back. Except special ones, you'll see like Starbucks, Netflix, 5% back. And we tell you that very clearly.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to... let's pick Ulta, for example. You're going into Ulta right across the street right here. You want to stop in. You want to either order online and pick up in store, just buy a gift card, or order online. Yesterday, record highs of online ordering, $2.7 billion yesterday.
Yep.
So go to Shopping Gives, search Ulta. We're going to give you coupons, free shipping coupons, free gift coupons, buy one, get one coupons. Every time you use a coupon or just click on Ulta, percentage is going to go back to the organization.
How does the give back work?
Sure. Whether you know it or not, websites are getting paid to drive traffic to these retailers.
Sure.
Forbes quoted $107 billion in estimated e-commerce during the holidays this year. Let's say 10% of that, $10 billion is going to be paid to websites to drive traffic to these retailers. So $10 billion is going to be paid to drive marketing dollars out of these retailers.
Sure.
We tap into those $10 billion. That is normally a marketing dollar for these other...
And it becomes foundation dollar for them.
And we turn it into foundation dollars for them. So we take that marketing dollar and enable them to really write it off and have an impact, a social impact with that marketing dollar.
Awesome. It's, like I said to you when the first time you told me, I think this is a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Tell me about this .com domain. What's the reason?
Right,
I think I know because I think we had this problem ourselves, but go.
We call ourselves Shopping Gives. We have shopping.gives as the domain. .gives is the domain name.
Yep.
But we've found with the education that .gives is a domain name is that people a lot of times search shopping.gives.com, which is not our domain.
Yeah.
That would be gives.com, which is not our domain. That's a different website. Don't go to it.
Yes, don't go to that.
Do not go to that. So, there was an education aspect to it that people were confused on. It was a cool marketing concept up front, but keep it simple.
Yeah.
So we always have shoppinggives.com. We're eventually going to be rolling out to that. The marketing play there is that shopping and giving should always go together. So
great marketing play.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. This is well thought out. You have an experience in this background of doing work, don't you?
I do have a marketing background. It's interesting. That's how it all came together. So the last time we talked, I was at a Rise Interactive, amazing company, amazing people, fully supportive. And I obviously built this while I was there, and they were supportive. And 4 months ago now, I was at full time on this. So
this is awesome. I love to see, like, within the same year, a person has this idea, really getting it rolling, putting the website together, everything, launching on stage. within what, 6 months of that, you're leaving Rise, and you leave Rise now 4 months into this, and you're tying up partners all over the place, raising money. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you so much, Scott.
This is great. People, shoppinggives.com, right?
Or shopping.gives.
Or shopping.gives if you're young and hip.
Yeah, there you go.
Go do it. Give some money back. If you're going to shop, you might as well give something back.
Please come by, use our coupons, visit an organization. If you own part of an organization, sign up, create a campaign. It's 100% free for organizations, and it never costs you more to shop through our website. Visit us this weekend or stop by on Giving Tuesday and support an organization. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Ronnie, yeah. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Scott, you're the best, buddy.
Thank you very much.